stepping.
Okay. All right. It is top of the hour. I'm going to bring down 1592, who have a show at Smalls, a benefit with Ryan Delaha and Desolation Angel on Friday night, because we are about to go live in the studio. Are you ready? Are you ready, Mr. White?
Yes, we are. We are on the Motor Live Drive at 5 today. And in our studio today, we have Roland Remington, the one man, Exotica Experience. Roland, are you there?
I am.
Whoa. All right. In fact, what are you going to start off with us today?
I'm going to start with a little ditty called Swamp Fire. Hope you enjoy this one.
One and only Roland Remington here on WHFR. Roland, would you like to introduce your band?
I am the band.
Well,
you're looking at it. The rest of the tracks you're hearing are all done by me. So I did them at home. It's a DIY project, and it's kind of like having 10 of me cloned in the same room. It's kind of scary, but
in fact, what other instruments do you play on these backing tracks?
Marimba is pretty much the. I always start out with a marimba, which is a big four-octave wooden instrument. And then from there, I'll add maybe xylophone, some percussion tracks, and bass lines.
And those are all mallet-struck instruments,
they
right?
They are mallet instruments, exactly. Yeah. They're also called keyboard instruments because it's set up just like a piano keyboard with the black and the white keys, except they're not black and white.
Ah. In fact, what are you? In fact, what other instruments do you play on your backing tracks?
Oh, well, I've got all the hand drums, congas, and a million. My house looks like a percussion store, so I just pull all the toys out and I record all of that stuff. And I use Logic, so I'm a Mac guy, and I use Logic for all my recording. And I'm real happy with the results. It takes a long time. Each song takes me about 2 weeks from beginning to end to record.
Wow.
And then you plug it in and play it live. Play your vibraphone.
That's right, yeah. And then that's like another week just to learn the vibraphone part and get it to the point that I could actually play it for people.
All right. In fact, this vibraphone you've got, some people might not be aware of what that is. Tell us a little bit about it.
Vibraphone was invented in 1921. It's an American instrument. It became popular in a vaudeville recording of Aloha Oi, the famous Hawaiian song, which goes kind of like this. Let me see if I can remember it here. Let's see. All right. Well, that's all I remember of that.
I recognize that.
Yep. Yeah.
Which was actually written by the last queen of Hawaii, Queen Liliuokalani.
Whoa.
There you go. So there's kind of a sideways Hawaiian connection with the vibraphone.
Wow, this is oh, so interesting. But even more interesting is the sound of the music.
Well, thank you. I love the music. I grew up, my dad used to listen to this stuff, and I raided his record collection and went, oh, man, I remember this stuff. And it just kind of brings all these visions of these exotic locations around the world. And you know, a lot of them are like the Savage and Ritual or whatever, you know, all these bizarre titles and really interesting artwork on the covers. So I grabbed all of his records up and started listening to these things and collecting them.
Well, in fact, now this vibraphone you have,
yeah.
How old is it? You told me.
I'm guessing it's from the 30s. It's kind of hard to pin down the exact date on it, but all my instruments are from the 20s and 30s. And partially because I love the old instruments, you know, they don't make them like they used to, but also because it's cost prohibitive to buy new equipment. Like a student model would cost $3,000 or $4,000 starting. So if you want a professional vibraphone or a marimba, you're talking $10,000 and up.
Wow.
So,
whoa.
So I bought these on eBay and restored them. It was a labor of love. That took probably a year just to start collecting instruments and restoring them.
Well, wow. So this truly is a labor of love for you.
It is, yeah. It's been a great distraction.
You didn't bring your big gong with you today.
Oh. I did not. I've got the gong in the box, though.
All right. Well, tell you what. After hearing about these fine instruments you have to play today, could you play some more?
I could. In fact, I'll give you the little spiel I do during my shows. I present them as a... Like you're on a cruise ship. I'm the captain of the cruise ship, and I come on and I make announcements, and I'll say, good afternoon. This is your captain, Roland Remington. Welcome aboard the SS Exotica. And for this next tune, I'll say something like, we're going to visit several ports of call, some paradise found, others forbidden islands. We have no compass or maps, only the trade winds to guide our course. See, so that's the name of this next song is Trade Winds, and that's why I segue.
Well, and please, please run your show as you would your cruise.
You got it. All right. Here we go. Get ready to weigh anchor and depart for destinations unknown. Thank you.
All right. Yeah. Oh, now Captain Remington.
Yes.
Oh, in fact, I noticed it while you're playing your vibraphone. You use four mallets rather than just two.
Yeah, that's to play all the chords like a piano player would. That was something that I was a little intimidated by when I first started doing this. And actually, I've only been playing these instruments 4 years. I played it in college, hated it. I was a really terrible student. But after I grew up and had a little recording studio in my basement, I was like, wow, these things sound great, and got hooked. But but it's funny because you get used to the four mallet thing. And if I play with two mallets, it feels like I have an arm tied behind my back.
And he is playing those two in each hand, not two in his teeth.
Right. Exactly.
All right. Well, Captain, what do you have for us next?
Let's see. Oh, our first stop is the land of the rising sun. Oh, you know what? I'm going to take a step back, because part of the thing I do in the show is I'll talk about tiki and exotica music, because not a lot of people know about this. So I'll say the music you're listening to is called exotica. It's popular around the time Hawaii became our 50th state. Soldiers were returning home from the South Pacific, bringing with them exotic souvenirs and music, and sometimes wives. But tiki culture, or Polynesian culture, was all the rage in the United States. Many Americans had tiki bars in their basements, and they listened to records by Martin Denny, Les Baxter, and Arthur Lyman. So, our first stop is... I forgot. I'm sorry. I'm kind of going impromptu here, because I'm not really in show mode. I'm just kind of hanging out.
But the lights, and you've got your red satin smoking jacket and your fez, and you got the tiki lights up.
That's so I could get into character more. My light, that's Tiki Head Ted. He's got the flames in his mouth. He goes everywhere. He and Honolulu Hannah, she's the little bobble girl that...
Oh. Over on your left?
They go with me everywhere. I don't know what they do, but you know, they're good.
And Eddie's got a drink made out of a pineapple with a little straw in it, and he's having a little sip on that every
there
once
you
in a
go.
While.
Kind of get you in the mood for some tropical sounds.
And those little umbrellas.
Everywhere. So they would listen to these records, and with the help of a little libation with some umbrella drinks, they would be transported to faraway exotic lands. So speaking of faraway exotic lands, our first stop is the land of the rising sun. Please fasten your seatbelts and enjoy this fiery little ride on the Orient Express. This one's called Firecracker.
All right, the gong.
The gong.
And at a live show, you will have that gong.
I always bring the gong. In fact, the first time I played out, I was asking my wife, I said, you know, that gong, it's a bit much, don't you think? A little over the top. Bring in a gong.
It is about 3 foot around.
It's a 30-inch Wuhan gong. It's actually from China. I have instruments from around the world. We've got the Wuhan gong from Wuhan, China. We have the African djembe, which I'll get to a little bit later. The German from Germany, the Glockenspiel, otherwise known as the orchestra bells, which actually leads us to our next song.
Well, tell me, where can people come and see you live?
Oh, that is a great question. Friday, November 16th, I'll be at the Great Lakes Art Fair at the Suburban Collection Showplace in Novi, playing from 4 to 5 p.m.
All right. And then?
And then, Saturday, November 24th, I'll be at my favorite place, the Rust Belt Market. That's like my home. I play there once a month. They've got me on rotation, yeah.
That is a great place.
It is. That place is so cool. If you haven't been there, check it out. It's quite a gem.
And you play this month, you'll be playing from 12:30 to 1:30?
Yep, 12:30 to 1:30, right during lunch hour there.
All right. And then?
And then the big event, just found out about this yesterday. Hopefully I'm not spilling any beans here, but on Saturday, December 8th, I'll be playing at Chin's for their big annual tiki party.
And that's in Livonia, isn't it?
In Livonia, lovely Livonia.
And it's on Plymouth Road?
Plymouth Road, that's right. Plymouth and...
Near Middlebelt.
Yeah, that's right.
It's by the Cat's Meow. Our sound engineer, Alan Cantino, has said he has his makeup on for Day of the Dead later tonight, so he's ready to go.
He's looking scary.
Yeah.
Well, you've got your tiki set up. You've got the lights down low. You got the flames coming up out of
the fog machine.
Yeah,
yeah.
It's quite impressive.
Yeah, it's like you're there.
Yeah.
The fez and the red and black velvet smoking jacket.
It's all part of the illusion, creating the illusion that you're somewhere else.
Oh, but we are somewhere
else. Yeah, right, we've been transported to a faraway exotic land.
And what faraway exotic land will we be transported to next?
Well, we've just dropped anchor in the Black Sea off of Romania. Welcome to the beautiful village of Baia. Thank you.
All right.
Oh. Thank you. That was Baya.
Very nice.
Roland Remington. Now, as he was singing, he was dancing about and making mystic signs with his mallets.
Yes, he was.
I was feeling, you know, I was kind of in the Easter Island. I felt a little Easter Island there, and I was just going with it.
Now, as he's sipping his tiki drink, which everybody out there should be themselves.
That's right.
You weren't playing your vibraphone on that song. What were you playing today? Yeah.
That was the orchestra bells.
Ah.
Otherwise known as the Glockenspiel.
Ah.
Yes. So it's kind of the younger sibling to the vibraphone. They both have metal bars. The one that everyone is familiar with, and I think it comes from like ABC books, is the xylophone. You know, it's like the only word they could find that starts with an X. So they use that in all the ABC books. But that's actually a wooden instrument. And these are both metal instruments. The bars on them that you actually strike with mallets are metal.
Okay. Now I've got to ask, where did the name
Roland
Remington come from? Yeah. Mr.
That's
Mr. Remington.
My God-given name, of course.
Of course, Captain.
It's kind of funny because my middle name is Roland, so it's partially true. I'm not a complete phony. But my wife was asking my mom one day, where did you get the name Roland? Was that an uncle? And she said, yeah, his uncle Roland Remington, and which I had always known. I was like, oh, yeah, you know, the Remingtons, you know, whatever, that side of the family. Didn't really think much of it, but my wife busted up laughing. She was laughing out loud going, that's a great stage name. And I was like, wow, I never thought about it, but it really is. And that was way before I had any kind of project even in mind. I wasn't even thinking of doing a solo project. So here I had this name and just waiting for a project.
Whoa. In fact, now this isn't your first musical experience.
Oh, no. No, I'm sorry to say I'm an old road dog from way back.
In fact, you were in a great swing band a few years back.
Back in the 90s.
Yeah, called the Atomic Fireballs.
Yes, the Fireballs. That was a great experience.
And you guys actually played, didn't you play in like the Miss America pageant or something?
We did. We did a lot of really ridiculous things. After we signed to Atlantic Records, we did this TV show called Hang Time, which was like Saved by the Bell. It was a spinoff of Saved by the Bell. And Dick Butkus was one of the stars in it, you know, the football guy, Dick Butkus. But anyway, yeah, so really awful. It was, you know, so great learning experience. We learned a lot.
Well, we're sure glad you were here. And I want to do a shout out to George, Chad, and
Lee,
who are listening online and say it sounds great going over the air.
Thanks, guys.
It really does. I've stepped outside to listen to the radio.
Awesome.
And it sounds great going over the air.
I hope it's helping your drive go smoothly.
Oh, yes. Perhaps too smoothly.
Brings the blood pressure down.
Ah, yes. But where can you take us from here, Captain?
Oh, actually, this next song is a Henry Mancini composition. Henry Mancini, of course, known for the Pink Panther theme, Breakfast at Tiffany's, Peter Gunn. This is one of his lesser-known songs. It's from a popular, well, I don't know if it was popular. I wasn't even alive back then. A 50s TV show called Mr. Lucky. So this was the theme for that. This is Henry Mancini's Lou John. Thank you.
Oh, yeah. All right. Very interesting. Oh, in fact, you really got to see the live show as he dances about, striking his mallets.
Yeah,
and
he was
swinging his mallet.
Yeah. Got to have fun with it. That's something I was doing. It took me 3 years to get out of the basement between restoring the old instruments and recording all of these backing tracks. And then, of course, rehearsing and trying to actually learn the show, you get a little bored. So I would start dancing around while I was playing just to entertain myself. I do silly things like that. So.
Oh, and it's great. It encourages all of us here in the studio to do the same.
Excellent.
And you really are a do-it-yourself. I know you sell at your shows CDs.
Yes.
That you recorded yourself. And
two CDs.
Putting out. So.
And where are those available?
They're available at the shows. Actually, that's the only place you could get them. You have to come out and see me.
So, whoa.
Yep, I've got extras. Stone Gods and Forbidden Paradise.
Which has been played right here on WHFR.
Yeah. Awesome, thanks.
And we did see you a couple of times. The last time we saw you, you had a good limbo party going on at the Theater Bazaar. That was really something.
That was funny because I wasn't sure. You know, usually that goes over well with kids. And the adults are kind of, they're all grumpy. And sometimes I even have a hard time getting someone to hold the pole for the kids. That actually happened at one show where I'm like, please hold the pole for these kids want it. And they're like, no. So adults tend to be a little bit uptight, but not Theater Bazaar, I tell you what. Yeah, that was fun. I had to play it twice.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, they're still going. Okay.
In fact, I got out there until I fell down.
See, that's the danger.
I had to find out how low I could go.
I guess you found out, huh?
Yeah.
Hope you limit. Brought some Icy Hot.
And so what's the best way for people to get a hold of Roland Remington?
Oh, you can find me on Facebook, facebook.com, Roland Remington.
There's actually a couple of Roland Remingtons on Facebook, and I think I had to Google it as Roland Remington, and then I wrote music.
Oh, did you?
And you popped up.
Oh, okay.
There's a couple other guys, one sitting in a pool. And I'm like, I don't think that's him.
Kind of a common theme there.
Yeah.
That's funny. It goes with the name, I guess.
Yeah. All right. Well, tell me, where else can you take us on this exotica trip?
Well, next, we're going to visit a little... Rangoon, actually. We're going to visit Rangoon. And this part of the show, I like to encourage people. I do a lot of audience participation things like with the limbo. And at this point, I encourage them to make animal sounds because one of the signatures of exotica is tropical bird calls and animal sounds.
Well, perhaps we can join in.
All right, right. Here, you could do one. The kookaburra was a favorite. Gra-ga-ga! You got the pygmy marmoset. My favorite, the wild Borneo chicken.
All right, so listeners, join in. Feel free.
Here is a tune from Rangoon.
Roland Remington, right here on the Motor Live Drive at 5 today.
So nice.
Our very own one-man Exotica band.
Thank you, sir.
Thank
it's
you,
a pleasure
Captain.
To be here.
Oh, thank you, Captain. Margaret.
That's right, first mate.
Margaret just checked your Facebook page, and there are three other Roland Remingtons.
Oh, we've got to stop it.
Oh,
it's out of control.
Well, just put in Roland Remington musician,
and
you're the only
up.
One that comes
it,
up.
It pops up.
Oh, good, good. Okay. See, so. I need to copyright that name. I could go after all those people. Those
sue
phonies.
Your uncle.
Oh, everything's sounding really cool today.
Thank you. And the sound is great in the mix.
Oh, it is.
It sounds great. And you've got such... This is such a unique performance. It's something people really... you got to stop and watch it. It's just amazing.
It's fun to watch. It's always fun to watch people hitting things. And then this instrument or these instruments are very different. Not a lot of people get to see them. So they're always taken by just the visual aspect of it. It is very visual.
In effect,
and you played at Deli in the Alley.
I did.
And we heard you as we were walking in. And we got to the show and the caveman and, Andrew from the displays and,
All the musicians were in the audience.
There was a dozen musicians that were standing in front of the stage.
Those guys made some great bird sounds, too.
It's everybody is just spellbound.
Oh, well, thanks. Yeah, it's kind of funny. And kids especially, like little kids, it's like cartoons to them. The music is kind of cartoony. And then you add the visual aspect, of course, the smoking jacket and the fez and the gong. They love the gong.
And the smoke and the tikis.
And the tikis.
Especially those ones that are like 6 foot tall. I'm surprised you got them in the door here.
My back is really killing me. You know?
Yeah.
I need to figure something out.
Oh,
put them on wheels or something.
Yeah. But the whole thing about this show is the music.
Yes, it is about the music. And that's, you know, I do a lot of kind of tongue-in-cheek things, and I dance around, and I'm kind of silly. But, you know, when it comes down to it, really, it's the music. And a lot of these are really old classics. A lot of the Exotica artists would do music from soundtracks, movie soundtracks that were popular at the time and things like that. And I don't know, just something about that old music. They wrote melodies, you know, like today's music. It's all just kind of one thing. It just kind of drones, and they have a beat to it, but it never really goes anywhere. But the old stuff is just really melodic and beautiful to listen to.
And you do take us places with your music.
Oh, good. Thanks. That's the idea. That's the objective.
Well, Captain, where is our next stopping point?
Well, our next stop is China.
Whoa.
If you listen closely, you'll hear the sound of the wind blowing across the tops of the bamboo. It creates a song they call Singing Bamboo, and it goes like this.
that is nice.
It's a little hard to hear the singing bamboo over the tops of the waves, but...
Oh, and I believe when last time we saw you, you had me playing the ocean drum as well.
Oh, that's right.
That's right, yeah. I always bring little percussion instruments, and then I'll like demonstrate it and pass it out, and you did a fine job on the ocean drum, I have to say.
Well, thank you. So when you come and see them at the Rust Belt Market once a month, this month it'll be November 24th.
Yep, Saturday.
12:30 to 1:30. Perhaps you may get a chance to join Roland.
That's right. You never know. In fact, you can't say no. I'm going to come out. I'm just going to give it to you, and then you got to do it. Just go for it.
It happened to me. What can I say?
It could be a life-changing experience.
Every time you play.
That's right. That's right. It's always an event.
And what other shows have you got coming up? You've got one in 2 weeks.
That's the Great Lakes Art Fair. That's at the Suburban Collection Showplace in Novi.
Okay.
And that's on a Friday this time, November 16th?
That's right, from 4 to 5 p.m.
Okay, so come early.
That's right. Straight from work. Get out of work early so you can come down there and hang out with the roll. That reminds me of those old TV commercials. Ace Cannon, invite the ace to your next party. I don't know if you remember those. They were really cheesy. It was like Ronco or K-Tel. And this guy playing the saxophone. He's just playing saxophone. So that's, I feel like, the ace sometimes, Ace Cannon.
In fact,
but I'm the role.
People could probably invite you to their next party
they
as
sure
well.
They sure could. That's
if
right.
If they contact you on your Facebook page.
Facebook, that's right. Or they can write me an email. It's RolandRemingtonExotica@gmail.com.
Whoa.
So you could shoot me a line.
And so people can have their own tiki parties?
They could. I encourage that. Luau's, you name it. Yeah, exactly. I'll come over to your house and set up, and we'll have a good old time.
This is sounding really cool. I gotta get that.
In fact, I'll even bring some little party favors. You know, I bring Lays and other little things that we could pass around.
Well,
and everybody
you
has
you're
fun.
Not wearing your hula skirt today.
No, not the hula skirt.
No.
It's not skirt Thursday.
Okay. Well, in that case, we've got about 15 minutes left. Where can we go?
I have a lovely song. We're going to stop in Madagascar. We're going to stop and smell the flowers of the royal poinsettia tree. Thank you. So you were actually witnessing the vibrating vibrato action of the vibraphone at the end there. I can adjust the speed on the motor, make it fast or slow.
Is the bar underneath spinning, or is it just shaking?
It's the bars have resonators underneath them. It looks like a giant pan pipe. And actually, they're pitched, so if you blow in them like a pan pipe, you get different notes. You could actually play it like that. That would be pretty crazy. I might have to try it. But inside those resonators are what they call little butterfly baffles, and they're on a rod, and they spin. And it's like a Leslie speaker on an organ, if you're familiar with a Hammond organ.
Sure.
Yep, so they rotate in there, and you could change the speed of the rotation.
Ah, so that's why they vibrate.
The magic of the vibraphone.
It's very great sound.
An oh-so-modern instrument.
Yes, and an American instrument.
We have a couple more songs on your set list, and we're running low on time, so...
Oh, boy, we better get to it then.
Remind people we're listening to Roland Remington here on the Live Drive at 5.
Our Detroit's own one-man Exotica experience.
Yeah.
Woohoo! Well, Captain, where will we travel to next?
I'm going to play a song about love.
Ooh.
This is considered one of the most recorded songs of the 20th century. Here's Hoagy Carmichael's Stardust.
Roland Remington here on the Motor Live Drive at 5.
Definitely. That's got to be a crowd pleaser. That's definitely a great classic song.
Isn't it? Yeah. I, of course, looked it up on Wikipedia. Did not realize it was the most recorded song, but I could see why.
Yeah.
In fact, lovely, lovely song.
What's the best way for people to get a hold of you?
Well, you could see me on Facebook, or you can email me at RolandRemingtonExotica@gmail.com.
Or they could always come to your shows.
And come to my shows.
Now, you said you do you're doing a regular thing at the Rust Belt?
Once a month, yeah. Like, they have me on rotation, usually towards the end of the month on a Saturday or Sunday.
That would be a great... Saturday the 24th would be a great day to start your holiday shopping. And checking out the Rust Belt has got some great, shops in there.
Very unusual items.
So come and see an unusual band.
That's right.
And do your unusual shopping.
And it'll warm up your December in case it's a little bit chilly. You'll feel much warmer inside with the tropical tunes of Roland Remington.
And they're all local, independent little retail shops.
That's right.
There. And it's Craftsmen.
It's in the
It's very
for anybody who doesn't know, that's in the former Old Navy building
at
9 and Woodward.
Right on the corner there, yeah.
Right on the corner, 9 right Mile and Woodward.
Plenty of parking.
Plenty. Yep, beautiful place. They're doing great work there.
And if they come down and see you there, they can pick up your CDs as well, can they?
Full CDs and T-shirts.
Whoa. In fact, we almost forgot about that.
Yeah.
Whoa. We had completely forgot about that.
How could we forget about that?
In fact, if people call in, if you're having such a great time, call in 313-845-9676 or make it toll-free at 800-585-4322, extension 9676. And Roland, what do you have for our listeners?
Well, T-shirts and CDs.
Whoa.
Oh, well, so,
and the T-shirts are in green and?
Green, yellow, white.
Whoa.
And it's got the silhouette of me doing a show, actually, at the Rust Belt, and with the words Roland Remington. So it's actually a lovely shirt that will raise many questions and be a great conversation starter.
All right.
And we're going to be here tearing down after 6 o'clock. So if someone's in the car and they can't stop and call right now, give us a call a little after 6, and we'll still try to squeeze it in. But Roland Remington is here in the house right now.
And we were having so much fun that I forgot all about it.
I did too.
All right. Well, hey, how much fun can we have in the next, make that 6 minutes.
All right. Well, we've just arrived in Honolulu in time for the coronation ceremony of Queen Liliuokalani. Mm. Come join in the celebration with coronation.
Hooray.
All right. Coronation.
Want to do a shout out to Chuck, who just called and said, you're sounding awesome.
Thanks, Chuck.
All right, yes, what more can he say than it is definitely an awesome show today. Thank you so much for coming in, Roland.
Thanks for having me. It's been awesome.
Oh, well, hey, the feeling is mutual here. You've got about 3 minutes left.
All right, well, I've got about a three-minute song. We've reached our final destination. It's Barcelona. Thank you for choosing Tiki Cruise Lines. My name is Roland Remington. It's been a pleasure serving as your captain. This song is called El Cid.
This has been WHFR Dearborn. You're listening to the Motor Live Drive with Roland Remington. Stay tuned. Next week, we'll have the road.